So, first one, could you talk us through your inspiration in writing Masters of Death?
So, Masters of Death was my first, we're going to call it my first book. I attempts had been made before that, but like we're calling Masters of Death my first book after I've been writing fan fiction for many, many years. And initially, I was going to write this concept as sort of an obscurely transferable fanfic. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, these are definitely original characters. These are definitely like a world that I need to build myself. I knew, I felt in my heart that it was going to take place in Chicago, which is a city I lived in for 3 years and know very well. It was a very boots on the ground situation living in Chicago. But I am very much a pantser, and when I sat down with this book, I just wanted to enjoy the process of writing, and so I would kind of write whatever felt appealing to me in the moment. There was no outline. I wrote the scenes out of order. It was a disaster to put back together, but I didn't know what I was doing, like in a good way. I was exploring. And so I knew I wanted to play with this idea of immortals and paranormal creatures, and I wanted to kind of explore the paranormal in involving different cultures and different parts of the world. And I knew that I was starting with this Godfather Death, Brothers Grimm story, because I loved the idea that death would raise a human son. And the actual story, like, I don't really care for it. It's more of a cautionary tale about pride and ego, as all fairy tales are. But I wanted to do something different with it, and it ended up being sort of this the book ended up being an exploration of different kinds of relationships. And it is one of my more happily ever after books. I don't think you get that kind of closure from me normally, because after Masters of Death, I was like, not too concerned with making sure everybody knows on the page that they're happy. We can just guess. Or maybe they're not happy. It's fine.